It's Marketplace Tech for October 16th. I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Ben Johnson in San Francisco. Later today, the Federal Communications Commission will give us a little more information on next year's auction of TV spectrum. We'll find out what the FCC's opening bid is, and the agency will set deadlines for TV stations to decide if they're in the auction or out. And this matters because this auction is expected to open up the airwaves for more data. Think about the data consumption you do on a daily basis with your devices. Well, more data could lead to smoother streaming and maybe even lower prices. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
The FCC is announcing today that TV stations have until December 18th to decide whether they want to auction off some of their spectrum licenses to the FCC, which would then auction them to wireless carriers and others. Blair Levin is a former executive director of the FCC's National Broadband Plan. He says more spectrum for data means fewer headaches for consumers.
You're going to be able to stream video on your mobile device and not have to worry about buffering every 5 minutes.
What's in it for the TV stations?
A lot of money.
Tom Wheeler is the current chairman of the FCC. He knows some TV stations aren't happy because if they don't agree to sell some spectrum, they'll be relocated to a new part of the airwaves. Some have even filed lawsuits. But Wheeler says he's got to balance supply and demand.
How do you make sure the spectrum is put to its highest and best use?
Wheeler says the auction is the best answer, even if it doesn't please everyone. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
This week, AT&T announced a new service that will let customers share a single phone number across multiple devices. That means if you have a tablet or a cellular connection, you could get phone calls on it at your regular number, or do that with a wearable. We've seen a couple of smartwatches with cell connections from Samsung, most recently the LG Urbane LTE. And it's kind of neat because the watch doesn't need a phone around to make or receive calls or send and receive text messages. But it's kind of not neat if the watch or bracelet has to have its own phone number. So could sharing a number with your watch make 4G wearables more appealing? Probably not, says Angela McIntyre, research director at Gartner.
You do have to pay a monthly fee to be able to get that connection. It's oftentimes $10 a month extra. And that in itself is a big barrier to adoption for these specific types of wearables that can in themselves act as a phone without having to be tethered to a smartphone.
So realistically, AT&T's move is probably more about adding extra devices to your data plan. It's Friday, which means it's Silicon Tally time, our fun and fast-paced numbers game. This week, I'm joined by tech journalist Nellie Bowles. Nellie, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
No, I'm scared.
My number for you is 20%.
Oh, 20%. The number of people who took Theranos tests that got accurate results.
No, 20% is actually the return that Square promised some of its big investors as it prepares for its IPO. That's the provision called a ratchet.
Isn't that like millennial slang for other stuff? Or that's a stock market term.
What is your number? What do you got for me?
It's 4.5 billion.
$4.5 billion invested in unicorns that won't be here next year.
You know what? That's actually not a bad guess.
No, what is it?
Is the new price of Zenefits, or the new valuation of Zenefits, which is a nosebleeding 45 times this year's forecasted revenue.
Wow. Yeah, does that make it like a quadruple unicorn? Almost a quintuple unicorn?
It makes it a giant unicorn. Where do you stand on all the bubble stuff?
I was here for the first bubble. And so okay. I am wary. I am probably one of those like veterans who's a little bit scarred. I'm trying not to be Chicken Little about it, but I do run around occasionally being like, bubble, bubble, bubble. All right. My number for you is 69 million.
69 million.
I'm going to let you off the hook here. It's the total number of subscribers that Netflix now has worldwide. The company, they released quarterly earnings this week and said they added actually a little under only a million in the U.S., which is kind of surprising considering the advertising blitz. But 70 million people is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I love their shows. I mean, I'm all in on Orange is the New Black. It's amazing what they've been able to do in the last like 3 years.
All right. Do you have another number for me?
Oh, I do. It's a good one. Okay, 400 million.
400 million quizzes about your personality that have been taken on Facebook. What kind of person am I?
It's the amount that Chinese investors put into U.S. startups 3 days ago. I mean, it's not enormous, but it's a big cash infusion from China into startups.
All right, but I'm going to bring us down to earth with a slightly smaller amount of money. Much smaller. Mm-hmm. $4 a month. Just $4 a month.
Ooh.
Less than the cost of a cup of coffee.
Than the cost of Evernote per month? I don't know.
$4 a month is how much you can pay to subscribe to YouTube's gaming service. They're trying to basically catch up to Twitch, and they're launching a gaming subscription service.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Without
People
ads.
Love
no ads.
This stuff.
You can make friends and be part of a world that it's possible you and I are too old to be part of, even at our young
age. We are. Oh, Molly.
Nellie Bowles is a tech journalist in San Francisco. Nellie, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And three cheers for Yahoo today. The company just released new versions of Yahoo Mail on iOS and Android, and it will not require you to enter a password to log in. Instead, you'll get a push notification to validate your identity. The real question is, how has it taken this long for someone to start getting rid of passwords? I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.